Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Mel. Today, I'm going to be talking about intentional decision making, specifically focusing on how to infuse purpose into your career decisions and your daily life. I'm going to be drawing on inspiration from John Maxwell and some wisdom from biblical principles. I'm going to explore the five main steps to help you live intentionally and make meaningful choices in your career journey. Let's get started. Are you in a new season of your life? Are you stuck and searching for clarity so you can make a career change? Do you just need the courage to switch careers? Are you ready to follow God's plan for your career? Welcome to Choose Your Next Yes. Hi, Kindred. I'm Mel, a career transition coach, mom of grown-ups, coffee lover, and God girl. I've had a lot of big life changes, and I haven't always been clear about God's plan for me. This led to stress and anxiety and a lack of clarity and courage to make a career move. I finally started listening to God's voice to find clarity and peace and stopped being scared to make a move and achieve my career transition goals. Now, my mission is to help you learn to listen to God's voice and know when to say yes to the career you've always wanted and no to everything else. Let me show you how to clarify your purpose and find courage to pursue your personal and professional goals in your midlife and beyond. Throw down your self-doubt, dust off your dreams, Kindred. It's time to reset and refine and reclaim the woman you once aspired to be. Happy Friday, everyone. It has been a really good week for me so far. I've gotten a lot of things done. I have been part of a March challenge. It's a 30-day live challenge. And so that has been pushing me to go live, and which I'm not actually going live every day. I'm actually recording and putting it on Instagram, Facebook, and sometimes on LinkedIn. My coach is giving our group a challenge to do every day. And it's been really good. It's stretched my thinking. It has really pushed me out of my comfort zone. I don't mind at all recording. I do podcasts every week, actually two, because I have two podcasts. But when it comes to video, that is a whole other ballgame, and I am not super comfortable with that. So I realized that it's a good thing that I never wanted to be a newscaster or a journalist or anything like that who's on video all the time. I tend to stumble over my words a little bit more. When I'm on a podcast episode and no one can see me, I can stop, I can fix it, I can cut out the bad parts. But when you're on video like that, it is a whole other ballgame, like I said. But the reason that I am doing this is because I want to be very intentional in the growth of my business and my podcast. And yesterday, I got some validation from God because He gave me the message of being intentional two times yesterday alone. And I feel like that is exactly what He was wanting me to do and the message that He wants me to bring to you today. So we're going to be talking about being intentional in everything you do. So whether you are looking to move into a different position, whether you're looking to start a new career altogether, or if you are toying with the idea of starting your own educational company or your own freelance company with the skills that you have to be intentional in everything you do, in every action that you take, because you don't want to waste time. And I have done just that. I have wasted a lot of time on things that didn't matter, and I could have been focusing my energy on things that would have pushed me forward either in my career or in my business. So I've identified five steps that you can take to be intentional in your journey. Number one is to clarify your purpose. Clarity is very essential in your career journey. When you have a clear understanding of your purpose, you have a guide, and it provides direction and helps you focus when you have all of these complexities of navigating your professional life. You are going to have a ton of decisions to make no matter what you decide in your career. And you're going to need some clarity. And having purpose is that constant reminder of why you started on this career journey in the first place. It's going to fuel your motivation to keep going, and serve as that inspiration source in those challenging times. And believe me, there are going to be challenging times no matter what you decide to do in your career. And this is going to help empower you to overcome any of those obstacles, those setbacks, those barriers, and stay committed to your goal, knowing that every step that you take, every decision that you make is going to align with that deeper calling, that purpose for which God created you. Proverbs 19:21 says that many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. He created you for something specific, and He's going to guide you in all of your decisions. You just have to lean into Him, and you have to think about what He's wanting you to do. You're going to have to get to know Him intimately so you know which direction to go in your career. And you're going to have to really reflect on the God-given gifts and talents that you have. Take time to identify those unique talents, your strengths, your skills, those hard skills, those soft skills that you possess, and recognize how they align with your calling. And this will help you craft that clear and concise mission statement that outlines your purpose and what you aim to achieve. Your action step after you figure out all of your skills, your talents, and what your purpose is, write down your mission statement and display it somewhere that it's visible as a daily reminder of your purpose. Step two is to cultivate a servant leadership mindset. We are here to serve others and to serve God, period. Just like Forrest Gump, that's all I've got to say about that. When you are a servant leader, you're going to have trust with other people. You're going to collaborate, and there's going to be long-term success because of the impact that you're making. People want to be around you when you are a servant leader. You're creating a positive impact, not only on just your career, but on your relationships and maybe the career of someone else or their trajectory. So if you don't have servant leadership mindset, you need to shift your focus from being self-serving or having self-interest to serving the needs of others and being a servant leader. Find one thing that you can do to serve that you don't get any extrinsic reward for. I want your reward to be intrinsic. I want you to feel great about serving in some capacity because the feeling that you get from serving others is immeasurable. You know, I do a few things to serve others. I create podcasts. I love creating podcasts and putting information out to you guys. I don't get paid to publish podcasts, but I love doing it for you so you can grow. Another thing I do is serve on the worship team at church. Praising God and helping others feel the way I feel when I am in worship and when I am praising God. Oh my goodness, it's not a feeling that you can even describe. And I want you to feel that way about something. And when you serve others, you are leading by example. You're demonstrating humility, empathy, and integrity in your actions. And you're inspiring others to follow your lead. It doesn't matter whether you are working in a public school system, whether you work in a bank. It doesn't matter whether you own your own company. You are an inspiration when you demonstrate all of these traits. So your action step is to identify one opportunity every day to serve someone in your personal or professional life without expecting anything in return except for feeling good. John Maxwell says that leadership is not about titles, positions, or flowcharts. It's about one life influencing another. Step three, commit to lifelong learning. When you're a lifelong learner, it enhances your adaptability, your resilience, and your competitiveness in today's ever-evolving professional landscape. It's pretty steep competition out there for certain jobs. You have to be a lifelong learner so you can stay up to date on the latest trends in your field. John Maxwell says that leadership and learning are indispensable to each other. So if you're going to be a leader, you have to keep learning. And that commitment to lifelong learning is you embracing a growth mindset. View your challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Continuously seek knowledge and those skills. Grow your skill set. I am constantly learning how to do things, especially with AI. Instagram is not my favorite thing to use, but I am learning how to use it. Technology is an area that I love, and I'm not scared to learn or try, and so I am constantly trying new things in the area of technology. And for my educational consultancy, I am constantly learning new concepts, new strategies, new ways of doing things. That way, I can market myself competitively. Another way that I grow is I surround myself with mentors, with like-minded people. I am a networking queen. I learn so much from networking with other people, listening to what they say. I follow people on LinkedIn. I follow people on Instagram, on Facebook. I am in a lot of different groups. I learn as much as I can from other people. And if there's something that I really want to learn how to do, I'll either hire someone to teach me or I'll find a course that I can either purchase or do for free. I go on YouTube. I learn a lot of things on YouTube. I wanted to know how to do some things on Canva the other day. I was trying to make the font on my book cover. I wanted it to be taller and I didn't know how to do that in Canva. So I went on YouTube and I found a video that showed me exactly how to do that. Something that I needed to do. And so I went on YouTube, learned how to do it, and now that's a new skill that I have. Not to mention, while I was watching the person who was teaching, they gave me like 9 other tips on how to use Canva. And so now I have 10 different things that I can do on Canva that I couldn't do before. You also have to connect with people on a deep level. Anybody who's going to be a guest host on my podcast, I get to know them before they come on the show. We have a conversation and I really get a feel or a sense for who they are as a person. I don't want them coming on my show as a guest. I want them to come on my show as a guest host because I want to have a deep conversation with them. So I like to know who they are before they come on my show. And you would not believe how many opportunities that have come my way because of someone that I interviewed. They have given me great tips. I've given them tips. We have come up with ideas together, and they have led to other opportunities that have helped me grow my business. Step number 4 is to reframe your thinking patterns. When we get into a negative thinking pattern, it really stifles our creativity. It keeps us from moving forward. It creates confusion. It creates doubt, negative self-talk. When you reframe your thinking patterns, it helps promote resilience. It keeps you optimistic and helps you be proactive in your approach to overcoming obstacles that come along in your career journey. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." This verse encourages focusing our minds on positive, virtuous, and uplifting thoughts, which leads to more positive thinking, a better outlook, and a more positive mindset. Thinking about positive things can have several beneficial effects on your brain. Positive thinking can stimulate the release of those neurotransmitters like dopamine, which is associated with feelings of pleasure and reward. And this can create that sense of happiness and motivation. It also reduces your stress. Positive thinking can really counteract the effect of stress by reducing the production of cortisol or that stress hormone. Positive thinking has also been linked to improved cognitive function, including better problem-solving abilities, increased creativity, and enhanced decision-making skills. That positive mindset can also enhance your memory and learning. People who are happy and satisfied and content, they have better health, and it promotes longevity in your life. John Maxwell says that your attitude determines your altitude. Identify and challenge any negative thought patterns that may be keeping you from moving forward or holding you back from pursuing your purpose and putting that potential of yours in motion. Practice some positive affirmations. Replace your self-doubt with empowering affirmations that reinforce your worth and your capabilities. Have some positive self-talk, guys. So your action step is to keep a gratitude journal to shift your focus toward positivity and abundance. Be thankful for things. Remember, I write down things at the end of my day when I'm doing my journaling. I was doing it in the morning and now I've moved it to the evening. So after I do my journal, I think about the great things that have happened during the day. And one thing that's going in my journal today is that I got a new dishwasher. I live in this little tiny apartment. It's dark. It's kind of dreary. It makes me sad sometimes to be here because there's not a lot of natural light. And today I got a brand new dishwasher. It is beautiful and it's push button and my dishes fit in there properly. And while I was recording this episode, the doorbell rang and it was someone delivering my Jam Nation packet that I've been waiting for. I'm going to Winter Jam in a few weeks and I love Winter Jam. It is an amazing experience and it is all over the nation. So if you've not attended a Winter Jam, you should find one near you and go. But I got the package today with mine and my boyfriend's t-shirts and our passes. And normally when I would go with the youth group, we would stand in line for hours. And I'm not kidding, guys. We're talking 5 hours of standing in line so we could get good seats. I paid for good tickets this year. I wanted to go. I am 50 years old. I am not standing in line for 5 hours to go in. So I paid for good tickets. My son and his girlfriend are coming up. And I think my cousin is coming. And it's going to be a really good time. And that came in the mail while I was recording. And I am so excited. So that is something that is bringing me joy and making me thankful for today. And I have been super diligent on my water the last few days. And I'm not just getting the amount that I should get. I'm getting over that. So I am going to put that in my journal as well. And I'm sure you can come up with 3 things. Think about all those good things. The other day I was in my car for quite a little while, and every single light was green. And I just know that God did that specifically for me. And whether or not he did, I am going to claim it and declare that he did that for me. And I praised him every single time I drove through a green light the other day. It was amazing. So I know you can come up with 3 things too. Step 5 is to foster meaningful relationships. I've already talked a little bit about networking. But you have to go to a deep level with your relationships. Remember, Proverbs 21:17 says that as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. We have to have those great deep relationships to grow. And this is growth in every area of our lives. When you have deep, meaningful relationships, it provides you with encouragement, accountability. That is a big one for me, is holding me accountable for things. This challenge, she's making me declare things live that I don't necessarily want to because then I have to be accountable for it. I committed this week to doing 6 days talking about my Ignite framework. And so I'm accountable now because I put it out there to everybody. And so now everybody's going to be expecting that. And as I mentioned before, you're going to be afforded some opportunities that you might not have had you not been seeking out those good relationships, those deep relationships, those collaborative relationships. Surround yourself with individuals who share your values, your aspirations, and your commitment to growth. We say look for like-minded people. Yes, look for like-minded people, but don't just stop at like-minded people because just because they're like-minded doesn't mean they're going to take action like you do. So you want to look for like-actioned people as well. I told you about the 30-day challenge. Well, there were a whole lot of other people who said they wanted to be part of it. And so my coach gave them the information and I'm not seeing a lot of action. I'm taking action. I'm holding myself accountable and I'm trying to be encouraging and get them to participate. But even though they said they wanted to do it and they have the mindset to do it, they didn't get started. So you want to connect yourself with purposeful peers and make an investment in those authentic connections. Cultivate genuine relationships that build trust also and respect for each other. And mutual support, both professionally and personally. You need people in both areas of your life. Everyone says get a mentor, and I agree with that wholeheartedly, but don't just get one. You need mentors for different areas. Your mentor for your health journey is going to be different than your mentor for your spiritual journey. They may be one and the same, or they may have some of the same thought processes, but their focus is probably going to be different on how they can help you grow. So your action step is to schedule some regular networking or mentoring meetings with someone or several someones and nurture those relationships. Find a way to exchange your ideas, some experiences, things that you learned that worked well, things that you learned not to do along the way. Set some goals that you can accomplish together and keep each other accountable. All right, guys, so let's recap. Number one, clarify your purpose. Number two, cultivate a servant leadership mindset. Number three, commit to lifelong learning. Number four is to reframe your thinking patterns and be positive. Number five is to foster some meaningful relationships. By following these steps and taking those intentional actions, you're not only going to align your career with your God-given purpose, but you're also going to experience fulfillment, growth, some impact in every area of your life. Living intentionally is a journey of self-discovery, growth, and transformation. So embrace those steps with courage and commitment, knowing that you're creating a life filled with purpose and significance. You're not just living, you're living intentionally. I hope that you've enjoyed today's content. I hope it helped you grow in some way. I would really appreciate it if you would click on the link that I'm going to have in the show notes and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. I would also really, really appreciate it if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. That way, I know that you're listening. When you give me a rating and a review, it contributes to my podcast ranking on the different platforms. And the higher the rating, the more positive the reviews, the more likely I am to be found, which helps me reach a wider audience. And I would super much appreciate it if you would do that for me. I hope you have an amazing weekend and that you get some rest and relaxation. May the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift you up and give you peace. And I hope that today's show was a blessing to you as you continue on your path toward everything that God has in store for your life and your career. And before I go, I just had one last thought, and I wanted to share it with you. I use every single day an app called YouVersion Bible app. It is amazing. It has daily devotionals, a prayer tracker, different devotional reading plans, and I, at one time or another, have two or three going. I'm actually right now doing the Bible recap with Tara Lee Cobble. It is really good. I did the Bible in a year a couple of years ago, but it was just listening to the Bible. Tara Lee actually gives you commentary to go with your daily reading plan. So she's going to take you through the Bible in a year, and it is really good because she explains a lot of the things that you might miss, a lot of things I missed, and there are things that I hear that I never heard before. So I just wanted to encourage you to pop into your app store and look for YouVersion Bible app. You will not regret it.